by the new and living way.
Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in church. It's good to be here. Amen. How many of us were blessed last week? How many of us are taking serious now the issue of the leading of the Spirit? Huh? How many of us? Have we started reading the book that Daddy said we should read? Have we started reading the book? Some of us are not. We've not started reading it. How to be led by the Spirit? How many of us have it? Whether it's e or hard, whether it's e copy or hard copy. Amen. How many of us have the audio message? Do you have the audio message? Not many of us. It's not difficult to get it. Just go on YouTube. It's there. Just type YouTube. How to be led by the Spirit of God, Reverend Kenneth Hagin, to bring it out. Amen. So please, it will do us a great good for us to both read it, the book, and also listen to the message. It's great blessing. It's a great blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we'll be continuing again as lesson today. We're in lesson 2 of how to be led by the Spirit of God. The basics of leading of the Spirit in the light of soul salvation. Somebody say soul salvation. Say soul salvation. Say soul salvation. Okay, can we read our text? Proverbs 20:27, Romans 8:14-16, and John chapter 16, from verse 7 to 8, then verse 13. Are we there? Proverbs 20:27, can we read it together? 1, 2, go. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Can we read it together again? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward part of the belly. Can we read it together again? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward part of the belly. One more time for the last time. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward part of the belly. All right. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 16. Romans 8, 14. All right. 1, 2, go. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now go back there. 14. Let's read it again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. One more time before we go to 16. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:16. 16 now. The Spirit itself or himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Let's read it one more time. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter 16, 7 to 8. All right, let's read it together. 1, 2, go. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he would guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Can we read verse 13 together again? Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he would guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. One more time, verse 13, for the last time. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he would guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Hallelujah. 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 So it's obvious, like I said last week, that the Holy Ghost is our tour guide into salvation. Can we say that together? The Holy Ghost is our tour guide into what? Salvation. So salvation is a world. Salvation is a vast land. Salvation is a destination. Salvation is a person. So if I am going to end up being saved, I need a tour guide. And I explained last week that tour guide, basically, if you go for maybe you go to a resort center, you go for a vacation, you go to a particular place, or you go to a place that you've not been before. A very good example. You know, Nigerians, we like party too much, have you? And when you are traveling to the party venue, many a times you don't know the place, especially when it's not in the place where you are staying. And immediately as you are touching Ibadan, they say, just get to that street. Pick Okada. Don't use Google Map. Oh. Pick Okada. Because if you use Google Map, my experience last week, I told you, Google Map led me to a river. And I said, continue straight. And I told Google Map, I said, it's you that will continue straight. Hallelujah. So meaning Google Map failed in his responsibility of being a tour guide. But if you pick a local bike man that knows the area very well, it will take you around and you are sure that you're going to get to your destination. So what provision the Lord made available for us in the New Testament, in the issue of salvation, in the kingdom. And that's why you see that Romans said, he said righteousness, peace, and what again? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For you see, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For the kingdom of God is not in meat, yes, and drink, but righteousness. So the kingdom of God is in the Holy Ghost. So meaning, if I would enter into the kingdom, if I would make any foray into the kingdom, if I would make any reasonable progress into what is called the kingdom of God and of Christ, I need the tour guide. I need the person, you know, Jesus talking to the Pharisees, you hear him keep saying that the Son of Man, who is in heaven, or the Son of Man, who came down from heaven. Now, Jesus has a full holistic picture of what heaven is that the Pharisees don't have. So he can tell you about heaven. Praise the Lord. For example, the way I'm looking at Sister Kemish is like she has been to heaven before. She's in heaven. Maybe out of the body or in the body, we cannot tell. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want you to smile. You are too serious. Glory to God. Amen. So if I need to be a part of a particular location, or I need to have a full grasp of a location, I need a tour guide. And Jesus made it very clear. He said, "How be it, it is important." So meaning the access into things of God, the access into things of Christ, we are limited from it if this being does not come. So if Jesus is saying that it is important for you don't know how important it is for you that I should go. Because if I do not go, he will not come. And when he's come, what he will come to do is that he will guide you. So meaning we will lack guidance as long as the Holy Ghost is not present, or as long as we do not submit to the leadership or leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And if we lack those guidance, meaning we will not end up in the allocation or provision that God has made available to us. We read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 last week. Let's go back there again and read it also. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. No man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of a man. He said, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in man? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. But who? Let's say it very loud. But who? Shout it very loud. But who? So the being that knows the things of God is called the Spirit of God. So meaning, if I remove this key component or this key personality or this key being in assessing the things of God, I would not get the things of God. So that we'll know how important the Holy Spirit is. You know, to an extent, God bless, you know, us as a body. The body is a progressive body. We are on a major journey. At the point we felt everything around the Holy Ghost is just about receive it. You know, even the man of God feels excited. Yeah? You know, some of those things, really, really, not indicting anybody. Some of those things are just, the man of God somewhere is leaking something. Hallelujah. It's upon you there now. It's upon you there. We like it. It is sweet. Hallelujah. But you see, the person that said the Holy Ghost will come, he told us the reason why he's going to come. He didn't tell us he's going to come to make us fall down and break our leg. Somebody else said, a friend said one time, he said, the anointing that breaks the neck and leaves the yoke unbroken. I don't understand that kind of anointing. So the core essence of the coming of the Holy Ghost is to do what? Guide us into all truth. Say to your neighbor, he said, the Holy Ghost. Say to your neighbor, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is come. That I might be guided into all truth. Now I want all truth. Praise the Lord. I want all truth. I want to enter into that thing called all truth. And we cannot without the Holy Ghost. Amen. So today we'll be considering a very, very key, important aspect, which is the basics of leading of the Spirit in the light of soul salvation message. Soul salvation message. In our last lesson, reading from my manual, we found grace to look at reasons why a believer needs to learn how to be led by the Spirit of God. We also emphasized some truth in God's word that would help us undo some wrong mindset about the leading of the Spirit that come to us as that some of us as believers have. As we have stressed in earlier lesson, that was last week, let us all approach this series with a humble heart and mind which is required to have access and entrance in both teaching and hearing this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, there is a reason that God's servant, our daddy, Pastor Emeka Iguchukwu, said that we should go through this again. Again. And like I said last week, we don't graduate from leading. We don't do what? I say, okay, all of you that have graduated from leading, move to this side. You move there alone, no? Because me, I won't move with you. Because we don't graduate from leading. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because, see, the world we live in, if you are not being led by the Spirit, you are being led by other spirits. There is no middle place. There is no sitting on the fence. I don't want to be led by the Holy Ghost, and I don't listen to evil spirits. There is no middle fence. Is it that you are led by the Spirit or you are led by evil spirit? Now, how does evil spirit lead us? You know, many times when you think it's just my mind, it's just my thoughts, it's just me, it is not just you. Like Daddy, you know, exemplified some years ago then, he had done it more than once. He said, Satan come to us in thought by what is called first person singular. How many of us remember? Now, you are just sitting on your own, minding your own business, not looking for anybody's trouble. And he comes to you and says to you, I am tired. All you are just doing is repeating what he said. And in your repeat mode, you personalize it.
Because what he said is, I am tired. So what are you going to repeat? Say, repeat after me, I am tired. So you repeat, I am tired. And as you are repeating it, you are personalizing that thought. So after personalizing the thought, it becomes your thought. And the next thing, when thought is fully formed or fully conceived. He said, when lust in James, when lust is fully conceived, what does it give back to? It gives back to sin. And how does lust come? Lust comes by thoughts. Praise the Lord. So when the lust has fully, when lust has conceived, you see, lust is an heap up of plenty thoughts. They gather it. And when it has conceived, it's pregnant. It would give birth to a baby called sin. And when sin finish his own work, the end process, the end cycle of that one thought that Satan brings to lead a man is death. So also, the end cycle of every thought that the Lord brings our way, like Pope was saying this morning when he was leading prayer, he said, who daily loaded us with benefits? Or give us this day our daily bread. The daily bread that the Lord gives to every of his saints are daily thoughts. So each thought that the Lord releases out of life is gendered around one thing, to make us live. So if we are seeing it in that light, we will not play with thoughts. We will not play with thoughts of the holy. I give an example one time. You know, I was just talking with one or two folks, and I had to give them that example. I traveled, I was somewhere, and they insisted I do a massage. And I didn't want to do massage. They said, you should, Pastor, do massage. I said, I don't do. So when the trouble was too much, I said, okay, no problem. I'll go and do it. Now, this is me on massage bed. Alas, the massager is a lady. Now, hey, thoughts. But I just discovered that all I could take in that season while the massage was going on was a particular resolving of a light of in my father's house are many mansions. So meaning father has a house that he must enter into. And I was thinking that thought, joining this scripture with this scripture, with this scripture, with this scripture. I didn't know when she finished. Now you see, if I don't take that thought, there are many thoughts hanging around that place. Plenty thoughts hanging around that location. If I didn't, she said it about almost three or four times that I finished before I, thank you, I'm grateful. I had slept off. I was already in another thought realm. So you see, when, for example, Isaiah would say, come now, let us do what? Reason together. So you see, in that process of reasoning, who is creating that room or that cocoon of reasoning is the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said, this being called the Holy Ghost is the one that would guide us into all truth. Because the things of God is locked up from everything called man. Only one being has the things of God is the Holy Ghost. So if I am not subjecting myself to the leading of the Spirit, I am not subjecting myself to life. Are we together? If I'm not subjecting myself to daily instructions, look at it. Let's wait in all sincerity. The so-called sins that you've committed, do you just wake up on your bed? Bah, I want to go and commit sin. No. You think about it. You ruminate over it. Some of them might be with you for 1 week. Some 1 month. Why that long? A spirit is guiding you, leading you, building up the thoughts so that when it's conceived, sin will happen. And when sin finishes its work, immediately you do the sin. Like Adad the Rebbe said, He says Satan is a very good employer. He pays his wage immediately. He doesn't wait for you to start calling him, "Sir, I have finished the work, you have not paid me." No. The guy is too fast in paying. The wages of sin is debt. It's very fast. Immediately you see, just hear credit alert. Bang, 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 bang. Hey, what is it? Debt has been credited into your account. Very fast. He doesn't waste time. So you see, those thoughts build up to one end, that a man may die. Likewise, righteousness as thoughts build up to one end, that a man may live. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, like I said, this particular lesson will be considering the issue of salvation of the soul. Of course, we know, according to scriptures, that our spirit is not bought. Abi? Our spirit is what? Our spirit is what? What happened to our spirit? Betting. Our spirit was born. Our spirit was not purchased. What they purchased is our soul and our body. Our spirit was born. Our spirit was regenerated. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of what? The purchased possession. Give me 1 Corinthians 6. I think that should be verse 20, the last verse. 1 Corinthians 6. He said, for ye are what? Bought with a price. So we were bought with a price. And what was paid for, what they made payment for, is our soul and our body. But our spirit was born. Our spirit was regenerated. It wasn't purchased. So in the light of this lesson, what we want to consider, we want to consider the issue of the salvation of the soul. In Acts chapter 4, he said the Lord added daily to what? To the church, such as should be saved. So meaning they were born again in their spirit, but there is still a salvation that their soul must go through. Now, you see, the interplay that we saw in Acts, what happened to Ananias and Sapphira, it is necessary for it to happen. Why? It was a salvation process that they refused. You see that issue of son of consolation, Barnabas? Eh? That thing was a doorway for salvation. They could have just died to it. So they were added to the church. Not that they were not born again. They were born again. They were regenerated in their human spirit. They were added for salvation's sake. You see that thing they did? They would have been doing it before. Eh? They would have been knowing how to, you know, just settle to get name. The soul would have been, have practiced it. But they needed to save that soul. Hallelujah. So, we are looking at this topic in the light of what? Salvation of the soul. Now, the issue of, reading from my introduction, the issue of how to be led by the Spirit of God is a broad subject that a believer would take a lifetime to do what? To understand. It's a very broad subject. Because the being that we are talking about is not how to be led by your friend. In principle or in reality, is how to be led by God. You know, there's a way in our mind. We don't feel Holy Ghost is God. We've read it in Bible. That is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But somewhere in our mind, we look at Holy Ghost as he's just speaking in tongue spirit. His spirit that make me laba 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 yaba laba 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 yaba laba laba yaba laba laba laba, and after yaba laba laba finish, I just go with my life. Only go stop at yaba laba laba. Don't follow me again. Leave me at that place. Eh? You see, the being we are talking about is God. Our mind has to change. He said, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost. If his record is removed from that place, it's incomplete. Eh? If you remove Holy Ghost record, it's an incomplete record. Eh? It would just be like one time I was watching one movie. And I was watching the movie and it was getting interesting and it didn't just stop. What happened? And I check the file. It looks complete now. And I play it again. It gets someplace. It stops. An enemy has done this. Now, there is something that has left in that place. Makes the movie incomplete. So if you remove Holy Ghost record from Trinity record, it's an incomplete record. You know, God Samantha, that day I said over and over, the halo around the Father, around God, is the Holy Ghost. Eh? So imagine the magnanimity of God. God is so magnanimous. God is so large-hearted that he can take his glory and say, go and lead them. No wonder Jesus said, he said, every of your sin, you can do anything, we will forgive you. He said, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. May we never blaspheme the Holy Ghost. I don't want to know what it is, so that I will never commit it. Everything that will make me avoid it, God help us. Help us as a people who would avoid it. Because Jesus said it. He said, that one cannot be forgiven. So meaning a sin a people will commit that can never, he says, shall not be forgiven unto men. So this being we are talking about, we need to understand who they said should come and lead us. It's God that is leading us. So we need to be more conscious about it. I need to be more aware because salvation cannot happen really without the leading of the Spirit. Huh? It can't happen. You can't be saved. We were in a meeting one time and I was just, you know, we're just making, just gisting at Mr. Self. And, you see, you know, at times, how many of us have been some very funny students? They set an exam question for them. And the thing is very difficult. And the guy will just cancel it out, write his own question, and answer it. Say, this one, you didn't teach me this one, it's too difficult. He's a liar, he didn't read his book. He will cancel it. Now write his own question. Answer his question. Now that's a man that doesn't want to subject himself to the leading. You want to lead yourself. You can't be saved. Eh? You know at times we like our kind of leading. Abi? We want our kind of leading. But Holy Ghost is the one that knows what our problem is. You know every one of us as we are, we don't even know what our problem is. Eh? Pastor, I don't know what my problem is. If Holy Ghost tell me now that I'm greedy, I can be angry. Is it me? I know myself, I'm not greedy. But you see, the person that is talking is God. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows that you are greedy. So if he's going to remove greed from you, he would have to do it his own way. If they do it your own way, that greed will remain. It will turn to all greed. Praise the Lord. So, Holy Ghost is God saving us by leading us. Praise the Lord. Say to yourself, Holy Ghost is God saving me by leading me. Hallelujah. So, however, reading from our manual, there are some basic things that need to and ought to be understood at the elementary level of our Christian faith that would well position and fortify a person for to be properly disposed to always being led by the Spirit. There are some things that if they are missing from our elementary contact with the things of God, it would affect our leading. Praise the Lord.
Majority of the teachings that we have been taught on the leading of the Spirit, majority in the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, have been taught with the eye and sight that has not fully come to discern the inward man, which is the soul. This does not mean that the church, with all humility and fear, has not acknowledged that man is tripartite because of a truth the church has. Rather, the issue of the soul, especially with regards to the faith of the Son, has been elusive and it has been hidden. So, somewhere, we've come to a kind of a conclusion, which is true in essence, which is actually true, that man is a spirit, right? He has a soul and does what? He lives in a body. But you see, there is a way you can, we can come to, you know, there are a lot of teachings in the body then that Jesus has finished it all. And that, to not make you know how evil that thing is. Because, you know, a lot of us don't agree that Satan can heal our doctrines. And you will teach it with the Bible. I'll give an example. I said that to say this. A man goes to commit fornication. And he says, it's my body that is doing it, not my spirit. Because my spirit is Christ. My spirit is seated on the throne. So is this body, in fact, have you not read in your Bible that the scripture call it body of sin? What he will be doing is sin. Shall you see Revelation? Revejagons. It's called body, this body. Even Bible, Paul Ugoloso, Paul said there is nothing good in my body. So it's my body that is committing it. My spirit is clean. Do you understand? Now, in that light, you might almost think that there is no need for even, you know, Paul said, he said, to wit, the redemption of your body. So if your body should be redeemed, meaning your body must also go through sanctification. Daddy was quoting it, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, during community service? He said, possessing your own body, your vessel. What is your vessel? Your body. In sanctification and in honor. So, in the light, a lot of messages have been taught that man is just spirit, and that middle man, the worker, the guy that walks, the one that walks iniquity, the one that walks righteousness, has been left out. And a lot has been excused under the pretext of, I am just a human. I must make mistake. Nobody is perfect. And hiding under that, you would keep committing sin. But because Satan blindsided us of the issue of soul salvation. And that's what I said earlier, that our spirit was born. You have no impute in what happened to your spirit. Is salvation called the gift of God? You didn't do it. All they just needed to do is to just stylishly, in fact, a lot of us don't even know, like I always say, we don't know the message that got us born again. Some, how they got born again is that maybe an accident want to happen, Jesus! And as he shout Jesus, they just quicken the spirit and seal it and be waiting for one day we'll find a way of getting him to church. The guy can be an imam. You know, there's a way we feel that God, this God is too holy. He cannot. Your father? What was Paul doing? He was a killer on his way to kill more. A killer on his way to kill. And Jesus just stopped. Hey, Paul! Hey, who are you, Lord? And immediately, he got born again.
Immediately, how do I know he got born again? When Ananias was going to go and meet him, did Ananias say to him, "Oh yeah, say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you"? What did Ananias say? He said, "Brother Saul, will you call an unbeliever brother?" So meaning that person had been born again. And the Lord Jesus told him, he said, "Behold, what? He prayeth." So on that way to Damascus, they quickened his spirit. They regenerated his spirit. But in there to save him, his soul was not saved. So in there to begin salvation process. Hallelujah. So thank God for the new birth. We cannot downplay or despise the new birth, because that is the actual beginning of every one of us. If you don't have the new birth, you have no portion in Christ. We can't begin to talk about the issue of your soul being saved if you are not quickened first in your spirit. We have to put on the candle. If the candle is off, then we can't do nothing with you, because you are darkness. Paul said, you were sometimes darkness. Not that you were dark. You were sometimes darkness. He said, but now, are ye light? We're in the Lord. So the beginning scripture we read, Proverbs chapter 20. He said, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So if they don't lighten that candle, David said in another place, he said, you will lighten my candle. And now, with my candle, you will now enlighten my darkness. So my candle is my spirit. Darkness region is in my soul. So you have to take that light in my spirit, which is the Christ light or the Christ life, to now use it to enlighten darkness that is locked up in my soul. So the reason why you will not blame some believers, the guy has been in church for 40 years. He's still who he is. It's because he's not giving attention to this next level of salvation. Enlightening of darkness. Which is where the soul dwells. Praise the Lord. Let's run ahead. Forgive me, I just felt I should just stay on that. I feel the Holy Ghost wanted to emphasize that. Okay, so we said the majority of the teaching had made the issue of faith of the Son elusive or hidden. For this purpose, most of the teachings on the leading of the Spirit of God has not been holistic enough, particularly on the issue of the soul being led for to be saved. Hallelujah. Today's teaching is poised towards considering the leading of the Spirit from the angle of salvation of the soul perspective. This is to give a holistic view and broad understanding of the issue of the leading of the Spirit, particularly for a young believer, one that is new in the faith. One that is what? New in the faith. Because basically, like we read in that John, the core essence of the coming of the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost can do many things. In Corinthians, Holy Ghost blessed them with so much gifts. We talk about the nine gifts of the Spirit. Now, you see this being blessing us with many gifts. One of the main reasons why he came is to guide us into what? All truth. So, it's to guide us into what is truth and what is true. Praise the Lord. So, Holy Ghost is our guide into the truth realm. So, meaning I cannot traverse the truth realm. I cannot navigate the truth realm. I cannot go round the truth realm. I cannot understand what is in truth without the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost will not lead me, I cannot. I give an example. There was a time, you know, a beloved saint did something. Quote and unquote, you will say it's wrong. But you see, the person is wrong. My reaction to it is wrong. So it's darkness, judging darkness. So the person did this thing that was wrong, and I wanted to react. You know, I'd already, in fact, not I wanted to, I'd already reacted wrong. What was the wrong? Pastor Sam, can you imagine Pastor Jude? Can you imagine? I did it, and he did like this. I did it out of love. If it was out of love, I won't be reporting him to you. So Holy Ghost wanting to save me from that trouble. You know what he began to do? He now began to lead me to give some things that are costly to my flesh to Pastor Jude.
Pastor Jude didn't offend me. I'm just using Pastor Jude and Pastor Sam. So that if I don't call your name now, you say, Pastor is talking about me. At least the two of them, they won't get angry. Will you get angry?
So Holy Ghost now begin to lead me. The leading was so painful that I had to surrender. Okay. I love him. Jesus, I love him. Because it was painful. Now, if you leave me to lead myself, I won't go the route the Holy Ghost went. Eh? Imagine carry something that's the only thing you have. Holy Ghost said, go and give him. Hey!
Excuse me, can we do something else? He said, no, that one, give him.
Hey, after I did that one, I will say I'm free. I will not go out. I will just see Pastor Jude at meeting. And all the money I have, I don't even have any more in the account. All the money I have is in my pocket. Holy Ghost, say, empty your pocket and give. Yay!
You will kill somebody, oh?
No, they need to kill darkness. And by the time I was done with that process, I loved the person. I borrowed myself brain. I loved the person. He said, you, I will love you. Nothing, I must love you. Eh? Now, it takes the wisdom of the Spirit to be able to lead me to us. If I have led myself, I won't come out of that quagmire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, we are looking at the holistic view. You know, how many of us have been in seminars teaching of leading of the Spirit before now? They do a lot of teaching, leading of the Spirit. What is basically being taught? How to find your future partner. Eh? That's the only time. So you can imagine how Satan, what evil Satan did to us. So meaning, a whole generation of people will never be saved. Because why? You have already obtained the reason why Holy Ghost came. So in your life as newborn believer, you gave your life to Christ. All you do, you are just doing your life, do your life. The day you want to marry, you now go to Holy Ghost. How to be led by the Spirit. Holy Ghost, lead me. And unfortunately, many a times we even use a wrong leading. How many of us have used fleece before? Fleece. I used it. Baba again will say that he did one fleece. He said, I got fleeced. They were fleeced. And we're all fleeced. And they all miss God. Holy Ghost, if the sister is the one, when he gets to the door, if he greets the first person, I must be the second person he greets. And if I'm not the second person he greets, that means she's not the one. But if I'm the second person he greets, that means she's the one. You see what you are doing? You are playing with evil spirit. She will greet you second. I say, she go greet you second. And you'll be, in fact, the way she will greet you. Pastor Jude. He said, Kai, this is confirmation. Pastor Jude. He said, I've received what I'm looking for. Now, you see, a whole generation of people have stayed around. That is what the Holy Ghost is for. Now, the being called Holy Ghost, like I said again and again, is God. That's God. God humbling himself to live on the inside of me. If Joel prophesied in Joel chapter 2 and said that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters will do what? Prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And in Acts, Peter quoting the same thing. He said, I will pour out of. So meaning this being called the Holy Ghost can be measured. Eh? So meaning my ability to pick leading can also be dependent around the measure of this being I have. The more of him I have, the more accurate my leading will be. So yes, I say, when Jesus was too accurate with leading. Too accurate. What did you? Now, the deception is that Satan will tell us that it's only Jesus that can be like that. No. No. A certain disciple. I just love that thing. You don't know how much I love it. It just gives me a confidence that I can become. I can follow leading. They didn't say a certain prophet or a major apostle. They called him a certain disciple named Ananias. Whom the Holy Ghost, the Lord, in a vision appeared unto him and said, behold, Lord, I'm here. And the Lord gave him, too specific. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one that is called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. This is a certain disciple. A certain disciple that after this, we didn't even hear about him again. Eh? A certain disciple. So meaning, if you like, just be a very, very flawed member. You can obey the leading of the Spirit. Eh? Say, no, I'm not one of the pastors. Oh, I'm not even an HOD. I'm not even in a department. I'm not even anybody in the church. You are a certain disciple. You can obey the leading of the Spirit. And the end of it is for soul salvation. Do you know what happened to Ananias here? Somebody that we know is killing the church. So meaning something about salvation that happened to the soul of Ananias. Ananias had a large heart. Is obeying love, charity. No. Abba. Let's be sincere now. They cut the head of Boko Haram. The head of Boko Haram. And everybody know he's the head. This was Paul own Saul of Tarsus. Everybody know. He was one that scattered the church in Jerusalem. Everybody ran away because of him. And he was going to go and kill them again. And now Jesus has caught him. And then I said, behold, he prayed. And then I send you. What of if it's a scam? What of if his boys are still around him? Satan will give you a lot of what of if. But you see, this man just had charity. He had love. And when he got there, so you see, this thing? It looks like it's not soul salvation. But you see, that thing was also saving the soul of Ananias. Ananias just go there and say, brother Saul. How can you call a killer brother? That's a man that salvation is happening to his soul. He looked at him, brother Saul. You know, a lot of us, a brother, he just committed just one small thing. And he called himself a brother. I know he's a brother. He's not a brother. He can't be a brother. Can a brother be behaving like this? In fact, I don't know why people are still calling him brother. Call him Tade. He's not a brother. But Ananias went there. Large heart, charity working upon the soul of that man. Brother Saul. The Lord. Even Jesus that appeared unto thee on the way thou camest hath sent me that thou mightest receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, there's some people that you want to minister healing to. See, the guy is blind. His salvation for the church. Leave him, let him remain blind. It is what he has done that is coming back. But Ananias, you see that process that the Holy Ghost took Ananias to is also saving his soul. That he can look at Saul and call him Brother Saul. God, I love that. Brother Saul. There are some people you need to call brother. There are some people you need to call brother. They are brothers. They could have been killing the church. They could have been injurious, but they are brother. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. All right, quickly. It's good to stress the following. At the point of new birth, every believer's soul is a baby. Say baby. Say baby. Baby in the Lord. You know, Paul was saying to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He said, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto what? Spiritual. But as unto what? Carnal. Even as unto babes in Christ. So a believer, the first stage is that we are babies. Now, in our spirit, we are man. Because our spirit is Christ. And Christ is called the perfect man. Christ is the godly man. So, your spirit is Christ, regenerated, born again, seated together with. You know, in Revelation, it didn't say they are sitting together with. They are sitting on the throne. Go, 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 go. Eh? But this one, you are seated together in heavenly, you are with him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, our regenerated human spirit is a man. But see, that soul is a babe. Is a baby. And like Baba Egan will say, no man gives birth to a baby and leaves the baby and say, well, since he's born and he knows he's born, he will find his way home if he's alive. Hallelujah. I'm going home. Sweetheart, can we go? This baby, are you born? Are you alive? Meet us at home, man. No, you carry the baby home. So at new birth, every born again, regenerated human spirit is like a baby. Just like a physical baby is born to a physical parent. Though the spirit of the new creation man, though the spirit is a new creation man, the soul is a baby. So here Peter saying that in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, I remember those days in Redeem, you know, both going through it and also teaching it, Young Believers Class Manual. Call it Young Believers Class Manual too. This is one of the very first verse that is read. How many of us were redeemed before? Eh? You know this verse. The Young Believers were redeemed. It was very small. I don't know whether they've changed it now. Back then, that was maybe 2000 or 99 or thereabout. That one blue small book like this. As newborn babes. What does babe desire? They desire the sincere milk. So milk would cause you to grow. God's servant Daddy said that in the beginning they had what is called apostles' doctrine. I see that apostles' doctrine was actually the milk. And one of the things the apostles' doctrine did was to raise good, healthy children. Because a babe will graduate to become a child. Eh? It is child that will graduate again to become a man. He raised every children. What are those other children? Honest men. So milk will raise honest men. Men that had good reports. Good milk. Sincere milk will raise honest men. He said seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost, whom they may appoint over this business. Said, choose ye men amongst yourself. And they chose Stephen. So you see, when you see Stephen, you see a man that milk has raised well. He's an healthy child. Healthy child. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, as new birth, a believer's soul is a baby, but his spirit is a man. This needs to be well understood, pari passu, the issue of the leading of the spirit. Many believers at their baby stage are ignorant and unaware of the issue of the leading of the spirit, which of course have begun in their spirit, albeit in their soul. If they have not been helped and guided, they would end up following the wrong voice as a result of this ignorance. Now, if we don't know, we will fall into ignorance. And like God's servant said, he said ignorance is not just the absence of knowledge. Ignorance is ability to ignore. So I choose to ignore it because I don't know. Praise the Lord. So at new birth, like I said, our regenerated human spirit is a man, but our soul is a baby. Now, You don't leave a baby alone. You don't believe that a baby will know what to do, how to do it. When a child is growing up, there's what they call sitting training, Abi. Eh? They train the child how to sit. Is it that he doesn't have all the facilities to sit before? The spinal cord is there, everything is there, but he can't sit. They begin to train. They put pad, put there, yeah, sit down. He falls down. They do it again. He falls down. Don't get angry with the baby when he falls. The guy can be 70-year-old when he's giving his life to Christ. He's a baby. He's an old man like you. Ah! And you call yourself a Christian. He's a Christian, but he's a baby. Imagine you look at a day-old baby. And say, a man like you. Go and carry your food and eat it by yourself. You know, everybody will leave the baby and come and arrest you. I say, as long as this guy is around this baby, he will be injurious to this baby. So you see, a lot of us are injurious to some saints. The saint is meant to grow. It's injury you are putting. Because at that time, he just needs to be properly guided on how to be led. He doesn't know. Now, when you begin to put the child through, you put the baby through, then he now knows that, okay, there's a thing called sitting down. After sitting, he begins to crawl. At a point, he will poo-poo and wee-wee in his pampers. It's okay. You don't get angry. You don't flog him over that. You leave him alone. It's normal for him to wee and poo in his pampers. But when he gets to a point where you are doing potty training, after you finish the potty training and he knows how to go to potty, and he just sit down and say, wee-wee, you wee-wee your body, pam, pam. Next time, you go to the potty. He's training. That's leading. That's leading. That's how the Holy Ghost leads us. You begin as a baby. Holy Ghost comes because you see, what we need to understand is that the life that is in our spirit, which is called Christ, which is righteousness, which is godliness, which is a perfect man, which is a man that is not an enemy of God in our spirit, but in our soul, we are enemies. So they need to transfer that life that is in our spirit into our soul. Now, Holy Ghost do not directly lead our soul, but he bears, like we read at the beginning, he bears witness with our spirit. The spirit, our human spirit, now pushes out the voice of the Holy Ghost into our soul. What you did was wrong. I said, but I've been doing it before. But it is wrong. And as the soul begins to take those things, you're just going to see that something is happening to that soul. What is in the spirit is now being formed in that soul. And you will say the soul is undergoing salvation. Hallelujah. Now this becomes imperative. Read it from Manuel. It becomes imperative around the issues of salvation of the soul. To assume that a newborn babe would always get it right in the issue of leading of the spirit will be taking too much risk. It will be assuming that a 3-year-old can be a pilot of the biggest plane on earth. It will be a big assumption. Praise the Lord. This leads us to the next issue. The newborn babe needs to belong to where? Shout it out very loud. Belongs to where? Shout it very loud. Belongs to where? No, don't tell yourself that I want to attend church without walls. Hallelujah. Glory. Your sin will be without walls. Eh? Jay, you say sin without wall. No boundary. You'll be misbehaving boundlessly. No. You see, some of these pastors, they belong to an assembly. Baba Egi went to minister somewhere, you know. Then after he left pastoring and he went into the ministry, field ministry. He went to minister, went for a crusade, and as they were going on with the crusade, you know, souls were coming out being saved the first day, second day, and he just called the pastor and said, these people, he said, no, none of them have ever been there. These are new, they are just coming for the first time, they just getting born again. He said, okay, what plan do you have for them? He said, I just figured that they will come if they get anything at all. Okay, sir, I'm closing the meeting. He said, I'm closing the meeting. The man thought he was joking, he closed the meeting. He said, I'm closing the meeting. He said, because you will lose all of them. I said, it's a waste of time. That means I've just labored for vain. No, you need to go after them, bring them to the local assembly. They need to be in the local. If a saint is not in the local assembly, you won't grow. In Acts, the beginning, it was Jesus himself. If Jesus can do that, do we know better than Jesus? He said, the Lord added to the church such as should be saved. So Jesus himself was going to pick them. Go to church. Go to church. Go to church. You don't see that at home. No, if you see that at home, hey. A little sleep, a little slumber. Poverty, Neo. Come to church. I don't like what they are teaching. Come to church. Because what is set, he is called the head of the church, not head of individual. Are we getting it? He is head of the church. He is the head of his body. So if you are not in the body, his blessing will reach you. His wisdom. So a newborn believer must belong to where? A local assembly. Now this cannot be overemphasized. As simple as this might seem, it can make or mar a destiny of a saint, no matter the level of the growth. It's not an adventure to try. But I would have said if it's possible, but don't try it. That doesn't mean let me just stay away. I can pray. I will just pray up a storm in my room. Only me fellowshipping with the Lord. Because I know that when Jesus died, the veil that entered into the holiest of holies was torn apart. So every one of us have access. Hallelujah. Do you have a witness in the house? You are on your own. There's no witness. You are on your own. You are witnessless. Even witlessly would deny you. Say, I don't know you. Eh? So, the Lord gave his body that access. Where he puts his blessing is in the body. He said, how good, and what again? How pleasant it is for brethren. Brethren, to do what? Dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment. Where is the precious ointment? It's upon the head. It's upon the Lord Jesus. It's on Jesus. The ointment is on Jesus. And it runs down upon the beard. On even Aaron's beard and gets down to the garment. So, meaning anybody that is not in that alignment, that arrangement, cannot get that ointment. As long as you are not part of that body. Even the ointment is just on the head though. He merely lands on the head, he gets to the beard. From beard, he gets to skirt. He touches every part of the body. So meaning, remove yourself from the body. The ointment keeps flowing, but you won't get it. So, say to your neighbor. Say to your neighbor. Say neighbor. Say neighbor. Say neighbor. Me. I would not forsake the gathering of the brethren. I will remain in my local assembly. I will not eject myself out. I will stay there. Hallelujah. So the devil that is telling you because Pastor Emeka offended you. Pastor just came and shouted at me. And I said, what kind of a thing is that? Why would he talk to me like that? I will just stream. There are many churches online. As you are going online, you go offline. You just go offline. Holy Ghost just tell you, oh boy, offline. You're offline. What I desire is that you should be in church. Praise the Lord. So if that devil wants to get you offended, tell the devil, I'm not offended. I'm staying in church, man. I'm remaining in church. Where they want to treat me, do you get offended with your doctor? You get problem for body. And the guy said, no. So I'm even angry with you. I'll go and treat myself. You know, we're very gentle with doctors. Very patient. You've been boiling when you get to the doctor. Doctor, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Say, what's wrong with you? I'm sorry, sir. The guy is not naturally humble. Now sickness will make him humble. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are we enjoying ourselves? So,
A newborn should belong to a local assembly. Belonging to a local assembly helps sharpen the issue of the leading of the Spirit. This is because in a local assembly, the voice of the Spirit is overwhelmingly what? Amplified. Is overwhelmingly amplified. Give me that Hebrews 10, verse 25, that we quoted just now. He said, not what? Not what? Not what? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. As the manner. So some people have this kind of nature. But don't behave like them. But you do what? Exhorting one another. As much as so the more we see the day approaching. And which that day that is approaching until the day dawn. So the day will not dawn on only your head. The day will dawn on a complaint. The day will dawn on a people. Exhorting one another. It will dawn on a people. It wasn't called man. It's a company. It's a company. Praise the Lord. Lastly, on that note, before we move to the next thing, he says submitting to and maintaining a good what? Shepherdship relationship is what? Is what? Shout it very well. Is what? So if anything is wanting to cut me away from my shepherd, what is he trying to do? He's cutting me away from life. This is the biggest help to a young believer's ability to do what? To pick leading of the Spirit. Psalm 23, very popular scripture. Everybody knows it. Unfortunately, I was watching a video one time. They met somebody and said, they will give you 5,000 if you can quote Psalm 123. Oh boy. If you hear what they were quoting, even you'll be afraid. This one is not Psalm 123. It's Samuelin. It's not it's one strange scripture. Samuel chapter 59. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside still waters. You see, these still waters, you can't find it. It has to take the shepherd. Now, it is for one purpose, to restore my soul. So, meaning my soul has gone through a lot of use. You know, when you take something that, they take maybe a house or a vehicle or something that they've used it batteredly. And you want to restore it. It takes a lot to restore. It takes a lot to make it anew again. You have to break this one down. You have to peel this one. You have to paint this one. You have to do this thing. He said, is it that process of the Lord leading us beside still waters? Is the process of the Lord restoring our soul to make our soul new again? He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, the Lord is the chief shepherd. They call him that great shepherd of the sheep. But you see, the Lord, who is the chief shepherd, has under shepherds. He said in Jeremiah, he said, I will give you shepherds. I will give you pastors. I will give you shepherds. Which ones? The ones that are after my heart. So there are some that are not after his heart. There are some that will scatter the flock. But he will give us shepherds. So as a newborn saint, one very good way to also experience this leading of the Spirit is to have a good shepherd and sheep relationship. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is on this premise that the soul salvation message, by reason of properly and better discerning the soul, place more premium on the issue of shepherd or pastors or the fivefold ministry, guidance and oversight for the sheep, so that they can end up in God. Now, I said this, which we also said last week. Shepherds and pastors do not replace the Holy Ghost. Pastor is not the Holy Ghost. But they can guide you. Now, this is what I want us to see very clearly. I think I mentioned it last week. Sister Comfort, you've passed this place like, let's say 5,000 times. 5,000. There are tiny holes that you would have, by register, it would have just registered in your mind. You know, there are some places where you are driving, especially your house,
If let rain like fill everywhere, someone just see you going like this, boom, 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 boom. Ah, how is he doing it? Because you are thinking that place, hey, there could be all. He knows the way. He has used it. So you see, shepherd, they've used leading. They've grown in it. So at times when you bring some leading to them, they know that this is not the Holy Ghost. They are not being wicked. He said, sir, I was just on my own, minding my business in my room by 2 a.m. In fact, 2:01. And a presence entered. Wow. And the person that is talking about this presence, the guy just gave his life to Christ last week. And he said, my son, Cecilia, she's the one. Pastor Udu, what? How? Okay. Can you give it time?
Hey, they have come again. I know they will say, wait, you don't answer, wait.
Now, you see, many times, why they will not tell you OR is because you can't bear it. Eh? But you see, the pastor has used that thing. He knows that thing, you can be deceived. You know, at times, take time, read church history. Read stories of saints. Baba Egin talks about a particular minister. He said that minister, a lot of people cannot know. You can't discern it. Because the Lord told him, when the gift of discerning of spirit will begin to work in the life of Egin, because you know, discerning of spirit is discerning of spirit, not suspicion. It's discerning of spirit. You will see spirit. You will see into the realm of the spirit. He said when he began to work in his life, he said there's this particular minister, wonderful man of God. He yields to the Holy Ghost at some point. He yields to evil spirit at another point. He uses evil spirit to minister healing. So you will just feel like, this pastor's their life is too much. So when Baba again is, will probably as a pastor, he's counseling you. He will tell you, so what is this? This is not correct. He's speaking from experience. He's not saying that he is the Holy Ghost. He's just telling you experientially this thing is wrong. If you follow this thing, because at a point in Hagin's life, he said there was a spirit mimicking. Jesus had to tell him, he said this thing is mimicking the voice of the Father. He's not the Father. That's a man called Hagin. Spirit. You know, when you look at the video of Hagin, Baba, you look at an angel. When I'm looking at the video, I'm always afraid. Ah, what kind of a being is this? Eh? And at his height, a spirit can be mimicking the voice of the Father, and he almost believed it. So humble yourself and know that you don't know much about leading. It's a very vast topic. Eh? People that started the Church of Mormon, you know, now leading, lead the guy there. Now just evil spirit, just tell her and say, okay. And he believed it. He thought he thought something came out like a light bulb. I said, I am the Father. This one said, I'm the Son. And he said, go to a particular place, open a particular place. And you see, the fact that you have evidences doesn't mean it's the Holy Ghost. You know, our soul is so wired. They say, but I saw it. The world to come, whereof we speak, I did not put in subjection of angels. This one is in their subjection. The fact that Satan is falling doesn't mean that this present world is still under his subjection. So the fact that you opened that place and you saw the guy brought out his scroll and he saw the scroll and he began Church of Mormon. And the guy was convinced that he was doing the truth. Now leading there. And that's why you need to submit leading. I always tell people one thing. I say, see. Maybe you say, now Holy Ghost lead you. Are you Holy Ghost? No. Hey, calm down now. Calm down. Let the Holy Ghost and let him work it out. You come and say, don't talk to Holy Ghost, so you want to work out your own leading. In salvation, they say you work out, not leading. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, not work out your leading. Abba! Praise the Lord. It is he that believeth that doesn't make haste. Don't be in a hurry. The Holy Ghost spoke with you, let him work it out. Give him time. Let him work it out. At times you might even pick it. It might be accurate. They might be saying something about 10 years. And you want to do it now. You miss the timing and you enter into trouble. So a shepherd will now guide you and say, oh boy, not be like that with the drum. You see that thing when you receive, it is correct, but just wait. Just take your time. Can you give it another 5 years? Let grow a bit more. It will become clearer. And many a times when some people grow a bit more, they drop the leading. You just drop it. I said, no, this thing is not correct. Because you see, your soul can mimic voice. So let's be calm. It's a very broad topic. We will get it. I want us to have an open heart. You see, me, I've been praying and asking God. I just want to get it right with leading. It's better for me I do nothing than rush to do something. It's better to be calm and do nothing. You see, I'm not sure. Should I go right? Should I go? I'm not sure. Let me wait. There's no crime in waiting. They don't penalize waiters. It's those who wait upon the Lord. He waits upon the Lord. You renew your strength. Wait. Don't be in a hurry. So the soul salvation message recognizes and places premium on the leading of the Spirit, but by reason of discernment of the soul, by the knowledge of God's word, and different growth level of the soul, such a pastor judges and appropriates the leadings of the Spirit in the life of the saint and sifts out excesses, deceptions, and voices of idols which mimic and imitate leading of the heart of a believer. Let me tell us one very wonderful story. There was a time in my life I just feel that this wala is too much. I just need a job. And I went to daddy, God servant. I'm sure daddy just looked at me. He didn't say anything, just kept quiet. I said, Baba Isha. He just kept quiet. And I told my daddy, I said, Kai. He said, Daddy, I'm picking something. He said, what is it? He said, I'm thinking that I'm going to get a job. And when I get a job, in fact, 70% of my salary, I'll be giving it to you. Daddy, one boy, I'm hearing you. Only here, yeah. Only. Each I want to work. And I was picking it, and I was so sure he's leading. I just remembered recently, and I look at myself, and I laughed. And you're there. I just felt like, this bombardment is too much. If I get a job and I'm doing something, and to make it spiritual, I say, I will give reverence. What will you do with your 70%? 70%, I'm just giving you. So you know that I'm a spiritual boy. Only. He wants to escape. So at times when you bring such leading, you just look and say, okay, we are hearing you. We are hearing you. Just sit down. You want to jailbreak. Praise the Lord. May we not jailbreak the leading of the Spirit as regards our salvation. Amen. Goals of leading of the Spirit for a child of God. Number one, leadings are meant to birth and form the nature and the character of a child of God in our soul. They are meant to form and to birth that nature of the child of God. Give me Acts chapter 4, verse 30. He said, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done in the name of thy only child, Jesus. So there is the name of the holy child, Jesus, that is meant to form a thing in us. It's a nature of that child. That child has his own nature. Praise the Lord. So at the point of new birth, our old soul, our soul that has been led by dumb idols, that old soul is a child of disobedience or a child of wrath. According to Ephesians chapter 2, it said, and you are the quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit. So you see, children of disobedience are not devoid of the spirit. They are not devoid of leading. So there is a spirit that is working. That is working in children of disobedience. So to make a child of disobedience, a spirit has to be involved. A spirit must be involved. A spirit is what makes us disobedient. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, our whole soul are children of wrath or children of disobedience and was converted by being bought. So what happened to us is that at new birth, our like I said earlier, our human spirit was regenerated or was born anew. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Is a new creature. If any man be in Christ, is a new. So if any man, because man is tripartite, man is spirit, is that has a soul and lives in the body. In Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 30, he said, and the very God of peace sanctify you what? Holy. So there is an all sanctification that must happen. And it's not happening to only one person. And I pray God, who? Your whole spirit. So the first person that partakes of sanctification is who? Is who? Is who? So sanctification must not remain only in my spirit. It's I pray God, your whole spirit. One. And soul and body. So what the Lord wants to do is an holistic salvation. Salvation is not just meant for your spirit. And that's one of the things that give us problem and trouble in the church. Say the guy has been in church since. Pastor is a good guy. I like that bobo. Lord, like Jesus go. I like bobo. Huh? I just like guys, the good guy. The guy can be a good guy, but the guy has to be saved. Kai, you know at times, for me, is pastoral work the difficult too? You know what I'm saying so? Because at times you just know that, hey, and this thing can be trouble in 5 years. This thing can be trouble in 2 years. And the soul is bent and say, I want to do it. And when he says he wants to do it, and the trouble is too much, you will leave the soul to do it. After the soul do it, and the trouble begin, you will still be there to pack your shit. It's painful. But you know, in your spirit, as a pastor, you feel this could be avoided. It could have been avoided. It could have been avoided. So what the Lord wants to save is three. The spirit first, the soul, and then the body. All of them, they have to be preserved, blameless, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So meaning, Christ must have finished, because this Lord Jesus Christ is actually everlasting life. So sanctification, which Christ does, is that Christ has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, then redemption. So there is this thing that Christ is the sanctifier. So meaning my spirit must go through sanctification, my soul sanctification, my body sanctification. Because of course when the soul has been made Christ, it go touch body. So that being now would then have to wait. They will preserve it blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So leading, like we read in the manual, is designed to birth. Paul was saying, he said, my little children, whom I do what? Travail again in birth until Christ is formed. You see, that travail is the process of leading them. Praise the Lord. So what? Okay, let's just read that that particular line and finish it. Though a baby in the house of God, the soul still has the nature and character of the adversary, which is sin. Romans chapter 12 verse 2, he said, and be ye renewed, and be not conformed to this world, but what? But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, making the mind new, because the mind is old. And quite unfortunately, the old mind can be in a new spirit. A believer can cheat, not because his spirit is a cheat, but because his mind, which is in his soul, his mind is not renewed. And because he's not renewed, he would do old things, though he's born again. So leading helps us to eject old things and to bring in new things. To make the man new, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, though the believer, being a baby, is in the house of God, the soul still has nature and character of the adversary. What the milk of the word of God is meant to do is to begin to program or reprogram the soul of the newborn from the nature of sin that is in it to come into the beginning of the nature of God. That's why as newborn babes, you desire something. It's called the sincere milk that would make you grow. So as I am taking the milk, as I am taking that apostles' doctrine, taking the milk of the word, what it will raise a healthy child. One that has honesty. And when that is raised, they can now begin to introduce Christ to that soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. However, the knowledge of the milk of the word alone has not been known to do anyone all the expected good without the leading of the Spirit around it. The milk of the word and the leading of the Spirit is what turns a baby into what? A little child. So from babyhood, you become a child. And the child grows, you know, his children that begins to now smell things around doctrine. He said, that you henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. So when you become child, they want to now begin to introduce you to doctrine. Who shall we teach doctrine? Eh? Who would they teach? He that is drawn from the breast. He that is weaned from milk. Who would they teach knowledge and cause to understand doctrine? So meaning, immediately they draw you. You know, when they are still drawing you from breast, are you like Pastor Demilade, full grown man with beards, and that time they are drawing you from breast? Wala shele. Wala shele. That one is no longer bad. That's confusion. But they draw you as a child. And the child will not grow again. He said, and the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the milk of the word plus leading of the spirit that a child receives around the world is what imputes and imparts the name of the Holy Ghost on the soul of the believer. God's servant Adadi has taught us over and over again in Matthew chapter 28. He talked about those three names. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Going what? Teaching them. So the baptism of the name of the Holy Ghost is by teaching. So the first that we partake of in that name is the name of the Holy Ghost. That they now teach us, they impute and impart the name. Third point, to paint the true hope of the gospel in the soul of a child of God. You know, Paul told them in Ephesians, he said, the eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you may know. So meaning prior to that time, they don't know what the hope of his calling is. Eh? You know, I think, was it that I was saying it? That when you know what is at stake, you will take some things. Sister Kemo, imagine you just know that what is at stake is 300 million every year. And your boss said you are mad.
Excuse me, sir. I'm not just mad. He's like, you don't know. It's not only me that mad.
In fact, story has it that my mom was actually mad when she gave birth to me. It was after then, they just tried to help her a little. And why are you talking like that? What is at stake is more than what your heart can throw away. 300 million naira per year. Habba. Yes, sir, all our family. I'm actually from a train of mad people. So, but if we know what is at stake is life. If we see life as what is at stake, then we'll be more interested in development. So Paul said, as a baby, you know, a baby may not know what is at stake. Eh? A baby can look at a TV, 40 inch, and just be and break it and be smiling. Why? There is nothing at stake. He doesn't know the hope. But when you are weaned from the milk, When they teach you well, you begin to see the hope of his calling. Okay, there is an eternal life at stake. In hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie promised before the world began. Okay, this is the reason why I'm going through this. Okay, I will stay.
Hallelujah. Amen. So the fourth point, to learn the Spirit in a measure, the way and the character of the Spirit, which are summarized in faith and love. Lastly, to train the soul to discern and submit to spiritual authorities in the house of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the Lord, in his mercy, would help us for us to be able to agree with this leading of the Spirit. Like I said earlier, and I'm reiterating it again, the Holy Ghost is God. So who is leading us is God that is doing what? Leading us. And what is the purpose of why God is leading us? For salvation's sake. Can we just give thanks to our Father this morning?
Let's give thanks to God. Can we just bless the name of the Lord? Father, we thank you for blessing us again today. We give you praise. We bless your name. Thank you for using your servant, our pastor, to bless us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. These words will become life. These words will be used in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Blessed be to your name, our Father. You help me, Lord, to see the importance of being led by the Spirit of God. And you help me to appreciate. I will not shy away from this reality. You help every one of us to be yielding, to increase our yieldedness, to be led by the Spirit of God. You will help me, Lord. You will help me to be quick to respond to the Spirit. You will help me to be quick to respond to the prompting of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will not say in my heart, leading of the Spirit is for some people. It's not just for pastors. It's for every believer. Lord, we thank you. Glory to your name, our Father. Thank you, our Father, for this resource that you are opening to us, even to see in the Spirit. Help us, our Lord, to take advantage of this season and to make the good profit in it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are so blessed. Thank you so much, Pastor, for yielding to the Spirit and for you to be a tool for us to be blessed. Amen. So much has been said. We have been blessed. I don't need to ask whether you are blessed or not. I am so blessed. And our prayer is that these things that are coming to us, as we've just prayed, we will convert them to become life. You know, the leading of the Spirit is to be applied in everyday affairs of our life. This, what we are learning today, is to be seen in your at home, in our places of work, in our classrooms, in the places of our businesses, how we lead, how we live, how we conduct our lives, will show that we are being led by the Spirit of God. And we are always being led by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. May we not miss leading of the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we are seeing the essence of why we are being led by the Spirit of God. It's for what? It's for salvation. That's the essence of leading. It's to earn us to God. It's to make us safe to the uttermost. And we are seeing the basics, the elementary, basic, fundamental things that we need to know. That we need to know in the leading of the Spirit, in light of soul salvation. You know, these are things that we know that must be known to every believer. This the Lord has taught us this morning, and we will do well to revisit this teaching and hear them over and over. You may be thinking that you've heard everything, but I will tell you that if you go through this message, you will know that you've not heard enough. Praise the Lord. And so, Pastor spoke to us on many things, and in this teaching, everybody, every one of us is, whether we are being led by the Spirit of God or another thing is leading you. You can't say, Pastor said that, you can't say you are neutral. There is no neutrality when it comes to leading. Praise the Lord. There is no demilitarized zone in the things, in the realm of the Spirit. In the realm of the Spirit, is either you are led by the Spirit of God, or the spirit, or evil spirit is leading you. Praise the Lord. Is that you are led by the Spirit of God, or an evil spirit is leading? As we read, we saw in the book of Ephesians, the children of disobedience, the work that that spirit was doing in the children of disobedience is leading. He led them by a curse. He said, where in the time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh. So it's a spirit that is walking. How is it walking? Is by leading. He walks by leading. Praise the Lord. That spirit of the prince of the power of the air walks by leading. He achieved his mandate or his work by leading people, contrary to how God wants to lead us, by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. How many of us know that by today's teaching, that God will not do anything outside the Holy Ghost? Praise God. At least by today's teaching, you should understand that God will not do anything outside the Holy Ghost. God will not do anything outside the Bible. Praise the Lord. Because the kingdom, as we've been taught, is in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost has been given the responsibility to lead us into levels of truth. Because truth has levels. Truth has degrees. Truth is not just one thing that you get at once. You come into all truth. Praise the Lord. Meaning that truth has measurement. Truth that you met at new birth is different than truth that you will meet when you journey. Praise the Lord. And what will bring you into those different calibrations of truth is the administration of the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost is not another thing. It's God, Pastor told us. Praise the Lord. It's God in the Holy Ghost leading us for the purpose of we coming into why we are saved in our spirit, so that our soul can be saved, and then our bodies can also be what? Saved. Praise the Lord. So we must trust God. You know, thoughts comes, and the thoughts, how we yield to those thoughts, determine whether if those thoughts are from the Spirit of God, determine how we will be led by the Spirit of God. You know, just the way the Spirit of God leads us, thoughts will come. You know, that's how evil spirit also comes and gives us thoughts. And we keep, if we accept the thoughts, and you know, Bible says that take no thought. It doesn't say that thoughts will not come. There will be thoughts. Thoughts are like Wi-Fi. Praise the Lord. They are signals. Wolverine around you. You know, the Papa Egan said that you can't stop flies or birds flying over your head. Eh? But you can stop them from perching. So when they perch, that means you have taken thoughts. Praise the Lord. Now, you must learn to yield to the Spirit of God. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, the essence why we are led to church is for to be saved. We are taught. Why we come to church. And that's why we must not play with our local assembly. Praise the Lord. The issue of understanding the importance of local assembly is key for our soul. Is there any one of us that does not believe that our soul needs to be saved after you are born again? Is there any one of those that's doubting or they're still having issues with the issue of soul salvation message. Praise the Lord. I don't think there is anyone here. We all know that we are saved in our spirit to be saved. We all know. We were saved, or we got born again. Praise the Lord. So that we can be saved. You know, remember in the book of Peter, he said that being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but so he was talking to believers that we are born again in their spirit. So we are born again to be saved or to be born again. Praise the Lord. So what got us born again in our spirit will continue to work until our souls are born. Praise God. So we continue in birth process until we awake in his likeness. Totally. When God looks at us, when God looks at our spirit, soul, and body, we are like him. Things has been changed. You know, things has been worked upon us. A work has been worked. So the level of work that will be worked inside of us is a product of how much you have been led by the Spirit of God. So that's why leading of the Spirit is key and is very important for our being saved. And that is why we must not play with the gift of our local assembly. Praise God. You can't be led in isolation. Praise God. You must be led in a company. You must be led amidst your brethren. Amen. We must all be led, because it's in the midst of the brethren together that the Lord will, Pastor taught us, that the Lord will command the blessing, even life forevermore. Blessing won't come to you when you are alone and thinking that the Lord is leading you. You have access, yes, but that access is under there is a way that blessing can come upon you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We will go far in the things of God when we yield to the Spirit of God, or when we yield to leadings of the Spirit. And let me tell you, we will also go far in the natural when we yield to the leading of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. You will not, a believer that is born again will not do well in the natural. I'm telling you the truth. A believer that is born again is born again. He's filled with the Holy Ghost, but will not do well in the natural if he's not giving attention to the leading of the Spirit of God. How much more in the Spirit? A believer that is born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, tongue speaking, will not go far in the things of God, will not come into levels of truth if he's not giving attention to the leading of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. So we can't remove. So this is a fundamental thing for us as believers. We can't remove leading of the Spirit of God in our journey to God. You can't remove it. There's no other option. Praise God. There's no other option. It's only one option, is to be led by the Spirit of God. Praise God. It's only one option we have to get to God, is to be led by the Spirit of God. And you don't choose it. You don't decide how it will happen. As Pastor said, some of us select leading. Praise the Lord. May we be delivered from selectiveness. When it comes to leading, you know, every leading attacks our flesh. Every leading will come against flesh. Every leading of the Spirit of God. Let me put it that way. Every leading of the Spirit of God will come hard on flesh. Will come hard on sin. Will come hard on idols. Praise the Lord. Why? Not because they want us to cry. that our flesh is being cracked. No, it's because God wants us to be saved to the uttermost. That's the hope. Because we also learn that leading will paint the hope of the gospel to a soul. A soul that is given, you know, it's good to understand some things. That as you are yielding to leadings, you are coming into salvation. The more yielded, the more you yield to leading, the more closer you are to salvation. Every attempt to yield to leading of the Spirit, the more salvation is worked upon the soul. Praise the Lord. So when they are leading us against our flesh, against what we like, against our idols, is that they are bringing us closer to salvation. You know when they say, our salvation, what? Draw it near. You know we are supposed to draw near to salvation. What brings us nearer to salvation is leading of the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Our day, our salvation draweth near than when we believed. So we are not supposed to be the way we believed. The way we believe is a starting point. But we are not supposed to be, you know, some of us don't want to grow. Praise the Lord. Because growth is very fundamental when it comes to leading of the Spirit. You cannot receive higher leadings if you don't give attention to growth. He said it now. As newborn babes, desired what? The sincere what? Milk of the word. So that what? That ye may grow thereby. When you grow, things changes. Leading also changes when you grow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when we are growing, things around you changes. Priorities changes as a result of growth. What you give emphasis on when you are a baby. You know, when you listen to Mommy Helen's message, Mommy Helen's message will just tell one answer, one simple phrase, grow. Grow. Because growth will answer a lot of things. Growth will answer a lot of questions. Growth will solve a series of questions that you don't understand. The answer is in growth. You've been born again. You've been hearing words of righteousness for years. And you are still being followed up. You are not growing. You are not growing. Praise the Lord. Growth will answer a lot of problems, a lot of questions. May we give attention to growth in the mighty name of Jesus. When we grow, our emphasis will change. When we grow, leading will also increase. Praise the Lord. So the more we give attention to growth, the more we come into higher leadings that will save our souls to the uttermost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we give God praise? Can we just lift up our hands and thank God? Let's thank God that the Lord will help us. Help me to grow. Help me. Have mercy upon me. Show me great mercy in this season. Help me to graduate in growth so that I can pick leadings. I can pick leadings. I can come into higher judgment. High judgment of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. I will not struggle because I'm growing. I will not struggle with leadings because I am growing. Have mercy upon me. Show us mercy in the name of Jesus.
By the new and living way. We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us via WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you. Oh, by the new and living way, consecrated Father.